Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. And I am so happy that you have tuned in today to Joy and Peace Outreach. And today we're going to be talking about renewing and renewing your mind. But before we go into that area, we're going to have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning, Lord Jesus, just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for enclosing us in our right mind. Thank you for portions of health and strength, dear Heavenly Father. We just give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor this morning because you are worthy to be praised. And, Lord, as we go forth today on renewal and renewing your mind. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you let it be something that I say or my guests that called in, dear Heavenly Father, will draw someone closer to God and let them know how they can be transformed by the renewing of their mind. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Praise be the Lord.
Welcome. Today we have a guest on Joy and Peace Outreach, none other than Evangelist Richard Bryan of Power of Praise Faith Ministry. And we are so happy to have him as our guest on Joy and Peace today. And Evangelist Bryan, today we're going to be talking about renewing your mind. And we want you to just go on. I'll give a little synopsis of what I was going to talk about, and you just come right on in. And today on renewing your mind, we think about the mindset, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we're going to start off with our chapter from Romans 12 and verse 2, where it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We're going to dialogue on that today, on renewing your mind. And we, as believers, believe that transforming your mind has three major steps. And the three that I had written down was knowing knowledge from the Word, putting on positive qualities, put away negative qualities to renew your mind, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to let our guests come right in, and I'm on, and I'll just come in between him. But, man of God, we'd like you to come on and tell us a little bit about what God has given you on this topic today on renewing your mind.
Praise be the Lord. Amen. That's a good subject, dealing with the mind. The mind is something that is trained, and what would you put in your mind and what you say out of your mind, and it's almost like you say when a person gets saved. His mind does not get saved but his spirit could say. So his mind is governed by all the things that you still of a natural mind. But the Bible says that let this mind be in you is also in Christ Jesus. So the mind has to be transformed. And almost like it's in the book of Romans, that 12th chapter said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing the mind. The mind has to be renewed by the word. The word what sets the mind in state of coming in and having agreement. It's got to be agreement in your mind with your spirit. Mm-hmm. If your spirit, that's almost like he said, how can two walk together unless they agree? Well, mm-hmm. your mind is not going to agree with your spirit because it's rebelled to your spirit because it don't think on the same thing as your spirit. But if you can get your mind renewed in the word of God and begin to put the word into the mind, that the mind will come in agreement with the spirit and it'll be activated by the spirit and your mind being as one, and you think just like the mind be on one accord. It's almost like you said, whose mind stayed up on him, he'll keep him in perfect peace. The peace that he keep in is the peace of mind of God, your mind being set. The goal is to set the mind in the respect the way of God, to think like God, and you talk like God, and you say the things of God. You say just like your mind is focused on it. It's almost like you activating or you imitating. You're imitating what God's saying and transforming the mind. You begin to think on the things what those scriptures be speaking into your mind. You cannot say that the mind is renewed if it's not having the word of God in, because if there, otherwise it's still in the old, because the old mind is thinking of the old things of the world. But when your mind gets transformed, there's a new mind. You think on the pleasant things of God. The peace of God comes in your mind. The joy comes in your mind. The long-suffering comes in your mind. The gentleness comes in. All these things start taking place in the mind when the mind is being renewed in the word of God and being saturated in the word of God. And if you think on it, your mind can be to the point where it can walk as you can speak things, confront with your mind. You think on those things, and you begin to think how positive God's word is valuable to the mind. The mind is more to the aptitudes of, since we have been brought into this natural world, we have the natural things in the mind. But because we are born of the natural, of this world, because we activate the we act just like the world because the world senses it. We have the senses. You have your senses, and that sense that has to deal with the mind, regulating the mind. If you're constantly doing what the world system, well, it's all in you until you get it out of you. That means that your mind has to be renewed through the word. The word comes in and takes the things out of your mind and put new things. That's why when a person is born, he's born of a new mind. He's born of a new nature. His old nature done pass. That's mm-hmm. why he said, therefore, if any man in Christ, he become a new creature. Old okay. things done pass.
Yes, Lord. And as and I then, was, when I cut you off, I'm sorry, but as I was reading and listening to you, evangelist, you know, I was saying about what Paul was urging us to not to be conformed to this world. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'll paraphrase it where don't let the world around you squeeze you into its
right.
own mold. And
right.
when we come to the kingdom of God, we should abandon the thought patterns and the lifestyle of the world.
Right.
And, you know, and as I was reading that and thinking on it, you know, the world all used, you know, the means of society, a system that man has built in order to make himself happy without God. And that's impossible. It's a kingdom that is, you know, antithetical to God. We think about the things that Satan is doing to try to get into the mind of the people. And he seeks to attract and hold people through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And the world has its own political, you can go on and on, art, music, whatever, religious amusement. But, you know, you have to have the mind of Christ. And Christ died to deliver us from the world.
Right.
And the world is crucified to us. And we are crucified to the world. And it would be absolutely disloyal to the Lord for believers to love the world. Any more who love the world is an enemy of God. And as you were, you know, you were saying, and I'm just picking up some of these nuggets, we should not only be separated from the world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our mind, which means that we should think the way God thinks. And it's revealed in the Bible that we can experience the direct guidance of God in our lives. And, you know, his will is good and accepted and perfect. So go on, man of God, with some more.
Well, you hit some key points there, and very variable importance about them. And I was just looking at the scripture in Romans, and when Paul was saying to the Roman people, he said, "And be not conformed to the world, to this world." This is letting us know not to be conformed to this world. We can't be conformed to this world because we're not of this world. We are born. We are born again, but we're not of the world. God transformed us out of the world and gave us a new mind. Our mind is different and set apart, how we think and how we approach and how we govern ourselves through the mind. And the mind is one of the battlegrounds in human beings' minds as a battle in their mind, how we project the word and how we project words and how we think. And the Bible says, so is the man thinking in his heart, so is he how he thinks. Mm-hmm. So if the mind is not thinking on the things of God, it has to be thinking on the things of the world. Because you're playing two parts there, because the mind wants to be more, if it's so used to being of the world, well, it's constantly being as of the world. But when the mind is transformed from the world, it's more or less being more into the spiritual side of God, begin to think another his mind be more thinking more clearly and not corrupt. When you're of the world, you're corrupt. Your mind is corrupt because if you're thinking of corruption, things come in your mind. You do wrong of your mind because there's always a right way and there's always a wrong way. Because the mind can get in the wrong way, wrong state, and it could do something opposite of God. It won't please God. It want to do what it wanted because it brought into the state of the society of this world and progresses more in the things of the world instead of the things of God. And we slow ourselves down when we think, when you ain't thinking of God. You slow yourself down because you think of more of the world. And you can't get into the spiritual world. You cannot get the desires. You lose the desires of more of God because of the mind. And the people that you be governed around. You got people that talks all the time. You got different words to say out of the people that's not up or not born again. Well, you're going to have people that's unsaved, people that's talking negative. You get negative people, well, negative things come into the mind and register in the mind. The next thing, you'd be saying exactly what you heard somebody say because it got in the thought pattern. And that thought pattern brings in the remembrance. It brings back the remembrance of all the things. And the next thing, you'd be saying exactly what you heard and it got so planted. That's almost like a seed. It's planted into your mind. And your mind is not thinking on those things of God. It's thinking on what that person has said and put it into that. Now, you get around a person that's talking about the word. Well, the word gets saturated. It gets more in you, and you be thinking about it. You know, the mind is more thinking on the things of what is heard from the word. The words begin to start building the mind. And all once things start happening, how you've been blessed, by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes out of the word. The words get saturated in the mind. The mind overtakes, being overtaken by the word. The words, you'd be thinking on those good things, those pure things, those honest things, those things are true and honest of God. God began to do all the things that he said he would do when you get your mind on one accord. The mind has got to be on that one accord. If it don't be on one accord, it can't relate to God. It's opposite of God.
That is so true. And, you know, evangelist, you know, the first thing each Christian must know is exactly what it is that God wants to change about them. And if you don't know exactly what it is God wants to do with you in the sanctification and transformation process, then you have a hard time in being able to cooperate with him once he does try to start the renewing and transformation process on the inside of you.
Right.
And, you know, as I was reading the word, the Bible tells us that The sanctification and transformation process is actually done by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit will, you know, will not start this transformation process in you until he has something to work with. And
right.
that something is knowledge. And that's
right.
why that's why it behooves us to really study the word, go to God, understand what he, you know, he's directing us to do. And God expects, you know, each and every one of us to play a direct part in this transformation process. And he's
right.
going to start a work in us. You know, it may come in more than one step, may come in three steps that will get this transformation process going, but you will be responsible for doing the first two. You're willing to put some quality time and effort in doing these first two steps. And then God will do his part, and he will actually do all of the step three for you in order to make this kind of transformation really possible to achieve in our life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I was studying, the first step in the transformation is to be able to study the Bible for the specific point that God will be looking to target to change you, each individual, into the kind of person he really wants us to become in him. And I'm just, you know, reminded, thinking on the scriptures and the verses in the scriptures and showing exactly what's godly and saintly qualities that God will want to work with and impart into the very core of our personality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I mean, you know, oh.
Yes.
And the word of God to meditate means to think about, to chew on it, to try
right.
it and figure out what God is trying to tell us in his word. And then to try and see how it applies to our daily life and how we can get some of these positive qualities working and then impart it into our personalities. Mm. And if
yeah.
when you spend good and regular and quality time really studying and meditating on what is in these specific verses as we read the scriptures, we'll be listening in the other, you know, in the articles of sanctification, we'll have the right, you know, to go in, dissect, and pull out the nuggets God has given us. And he can start working on us. And once we have the basic knowledge of what these positive and godly qualities are going to be, that God will be able to impart into us. We can go on to the next step. And we have to go step by step in this here for being renewed within us so our mind can be renewed. We have to put off all that junk, all that stuff that has been polluting our mind and put Christ in it. We have to go full force.
Mm-hmm.
Just go on and tell the radio listeners a little bit more with on yours.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Mm.
Yes. And as you were saying about that, about renewing your mind, in the book of Isaiah's 26th chapter, Isaiah, the third verse, when was spoken, that says that thou will keep him in perfect peace,
mm-hmm.
whose mind stayed upon thee. Why? Because he trusted, he's trusting in thee. Now, he's making a statement here to people of Israel. It's a time that we have to put our trust in God for the mind's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Because times that sometimes our mind get weary and we get unstable in how we think and our thought pattern, how things turns in our favor. And sometimes we can't not believe what's coming into our minds and it rests up on the mind. That's why you can't get your joy. You can't
mm-hmm.
get your joy because of the things that's coming into your mind. You can't, in the midst of a storm or something, and you think on it, constantly thinking on them, and where is God heading? That's just showing that something is out of you because there's a panic time in your thought pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Panic and anxiety comes in and overtakes your thought, and you begin to worry. And worry comes all into the your thinking and trying to figure it out and trying to where are you going to get it from. Well, the mind is battling with that because of pressure on you.
Yeah,
and when you put that pressure on it, and that feels that pulls almost, as I'm saying, that's draining you.
Yes,
it pulls
does.
The strength out of you. You don't have the strength. You can't even think right. All the things coming from the north, east, and west, all into the mind and put pressure on you. That's why people have high blood pressure, because of the thinking of the mind. And stress comes. See, but see, these are all in the mind. It comes to the mind when you're not thinking on God.
That's
right. And so almost like you said, weeping may do for a night, but joy cometh. Mm-hmm. Whether it's coming from where, it comes within you.
Yes.
And you have that expectation of the joy of the Lord, because it's the strength of God's coming from God, because you praise God in the midst. Your mind begins to start open up, and praises come. You're thinking on the goodness of the Lord and all what he's doing for you. You have no time to think on bad things, because your mind is focused up on God. And when it's focused up on God, the peace come in. And that peace of God becomes so peaceful that you be so calm. You don't be you be at ease. You don't be attentive. You don't be tense or be moved by what people say. But the praises down in you, the praises reaching into the in your thought pattern. Nothing but praises come out of it, because your mind's perfect. It's perfect in the will of God. Whose mind stayed up on him? He said, whose mind stayed up on him, you keep him perfect. Where perfect peace. Well, the peace comes from God, because you're in fellowship with God. You're praising God. Never let the enemy come in and overtake your mind. But you overtake the enemy by what your words say, praises unto the Lord and exalt God, because praises move the enemy.
Yes, it does. Yes,
it moves the enemy. That's what the cause of the enemy put him on a rampage. It caused him, he panicked, the enemy panicked, because he can't get through to you, because you got too much praise come out of you. Your mind is full of praise. Your thought is full of praise. Your heart is full of praise. All these things are governed by how you're exalting God. And God never put pressure on people. People put pressure on themselves, but how they govern themselves, how they think. It's not God's will for you to think like that. God's will for you to think of the peace of him, the joy of him, and the strength of him. That's what he looked for us to do. That's where we're getting our help from the Lord. We get it from him, because we think on him. When you think on something that is real, pure, and honest, and glorious, you can do nothing but just give all the glory unto him. That's your mind is focused upon that. And you don't have to be under a lot of stress. Stress comes because people have problems. Well, God, he's a problem solver.
Yes,
and if he can solve your problems by you keeping trust in him. You got to trust him, because you can't trust the world. The world is not the place to be trusted. There's so much going on in this world, especially in chaotic spots and things, and all these things are happening because of the end time we're living in. But the mind is as focused upon God. You can look direct to God for anything that you want from God. Your mind is steady on God, because you've been steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding all the work in the Lord. Your mind is steadfast. It's not being shaken. It can't nothing shaken. That's almost like the mind has to be sound. Sounded, if you got a sound mind, and if your mind is sound, that means nothing can really shake you. You're firm.
That is so true.
You're on a firm foundation of God. Nothing can move you. Nothing can cause you to get out of place. But you be in place, because God put you in place of him. He put you in place. That's almost like he said, I didn't give you fear, but fear comes from all angles of how we look at fear. But God didn't give us the fear. The fear comes because of how we've been yielding to it. And it's not God for you to yield to it, because you fight it with his word. That's what the word, and in mind, if your mind is focused, that's a picture in your mind that nothing can move you. Your five senses that you have sense enough to know what's right and what's wrong. But it's something that's causing that fifth sense to cause you to back off or get fearful.
Yes.
And God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us love and power and a sound mind. The mind had to be sound. If he gives us a sound mind, nothing can move you. You hear a bad report, you'll be saying, whose report I'm going to believe? You don't believe
right.
the law. Like, you're
going to believe that's, the law's report.
Yeah,
oh, well,
right. that's, you're going to believe his report.
Yes.
You're not going to believe the other report.
Mm-hmm.
But the author of the Lord, God has said, always sent a good report. He never sent a bad report.
That's
other
right.
than, that's what the enemy do. He brings all kinds of darts and try to get you down, put you in a chaotic life, which try to put you in bondage. God didn't put you in bondage. The enemy comes to put you in how you yield your mind to it. But get your mind focused. If you get your mind focused, you'll think on pleasant things, good things,
right.
the meat things, all these things, right? He'll cause you to think on faith. Faith is involved in all of your mind, how your mind is governed by the word of God. But it's amazing how God is doing that.
That's
it's
so
wonderful
true.
That we are the children of God. Mm.
That
my
is so true. And as you were saying, I was just thinking on three keys for knowing God's will, and you mentioned one of them. The first is yielding the body.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is separating the life from the world, you from the world. Mm-hmm. And the third is a transforming mind. As
mm-hmm.
you were speaking, I got those three key things out of what you were saying as knowing God's will and yielding to God and being separated from the world. You can't hold on to God and the world, too. You're going to have to let one go. You're either going to love one and hate the other one. So you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You have to know. You have to put on positive quality and put away negative qualities. And,
yes.
you know, I came up with those two key words also on putting on and putting away. We have to put on the things God wants us to have, and we have to put away the things of the world. We have to decide that we have a choice. And the Bible tells us that, you know, we're the ones to try and put on the good and the godly qualities that God would want to have operating in our personality, and to put away all of the bad and the negative qualities that he would not want us to have operating in our personality. And as you were saying, you know, a lot of people want to accept the bad things. For example, when you go to the doctor and he gave you a bad report, and like you were just saying, who report you going to believe? You're going to believe the report of the Lord or the doctor. Sure, he give us doctors, and Luke was a great physician. He want us to go to doctors. But it comes upon in time where we have to stand on the word of God. We know that we know. When we say we are saved, that we have been bought with the price, we are, you know, we are clean and cleansed inside. That way, we have to stand on the word of God. We don't have to stand on every negative report that we hear, or if bad news comes, we don't have to stand on that. We can look to the hills from which coming out here. We stand on the word of God. We stand where we renewed our mind. We've not let all that junk cloud our mind, like you were saying about fear. We can let fear creep in. And before you know it, fear have set in where when we were supposed to do something and we were wondering, we were procrastinating why we didn't do it, because we have let that fear, that demonic attack come in and transform our mind to something else. But when we read the word of God and it's telling us what thus said the Lord, that's what we're to go by. When he tell us, as the old folks used to say, you know, we know peas and we know if it's figs. Now, you know that's peas. Why are you going to say it's figs when you see it's clearly it's peas?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have a positive and a negative. You got a positive mind to know God is telling you thus and so. So if God is telling you this, why are you running from it? Why are you doing something else when God have already directed you to it? He have put it already in your mind. He showed you through the word of God. You have got confirmation. And if you've got confirmation, he spoke to you first in your mind through it, through the scriptures. So when he bring it forth to you, why are you going to blot it out or say that's not what God has said and what God have already showed you in his word? He's given it to you. And so many people we find evangelists like that today, where their mind is so wavy. They start out doing one thing, And it's, I'll take ministry, for example. A lot of people say God called them in this ministry, this particular ministry. Okay, if God have ordained you from your mother's womb, he has called you to do such a thing. You know God have called you to do this. Why would you let, that's when the enemy come, let people tell you that is not what God told you to do. See, their mind is wavering. They're straddling the fence. Now, they know they started out on the road where God has led them. But you're going to go to listening to people talking negative to you. And you have to take hold of yourself, get stock of yourself. Say, wait a minute. I know this is what God told me. The vision God gave you, he didn't give to that other person. But I know, Evangelist, you in your traveling, you probably found a lot of people on the things God have given you to do. I'm just using an example. And somebody come up and tell you that God told them to do exactly what you're doing. But you don't see no fruits, no labor from what they say God told them to do. So that make you, in your mind, say, now, did God really call them to do that? Or they're trying to imitate something they seen, but God didn't really call them to that particular thing. So their mind has to be transformed. They have to be renewed in their mind the right way, because they can go off track. And just share some of those things with us, with the radio listening audience, on the negative and the positive, on how, you know, just go on and tell us what you feel on that.
Well, the positive is where unbelief comes in. Because mm-hmm. you get what is a negative, and if you get you when ministers out there, you got to make sure they are called by God.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure your election is sure. You got to make sure that you in that place with God to make sure your ministry develop in the realm of God. Because the Bible said, "These signs shall follow those that believe." If you believe that God called you, he'll manifest himself in you, and he'll prove himself in you. You don't have to have nobody pin nothing on you, tell you what you got. You'll know it comes from God, because God, he always send a witness. He always send a sign to let you know where you at with him, and you'll know the voice of God, and the stranger will not follow. And your focus is on what he said in his word to keep your mind programmed in God, not programmed in the world. Once you get programmed in the world, your mind you do a flip flop. In other words, you come out and you come in. One minute you in, one minute you out, because you're not being steady. You're not stable. And you get unstable, that means you have an unstable mind. Your mind is doing something different from the word. You go on your own instead of going on with what the word says. And you follow the word. The word always teach you and guide you and learn you the ways of God. You'll know it comes from God, because God will prove himself unto you. In fact, God will, he'll visualize himself strongly in you, how you meditate in him, how your mind is meditated up on the line, on the word of God, and keeping you in the perfect peace of him. And every day that you get up, and if your mind focuses upon his word, well, you wake up in the morning time with a word from God, or a scripture that he remind you of, because the dedication, there's a dedication in God. Every person out there that needs more dedication, something that you have to do to get that more dedication to God. Either you give up the whole world, or you don't give up the world. One of the two you have to do. If you really want to get in God, you got to give up everything. Otherwise, as long as you're still holding on to the world and holding on to God, you cannot serve. You cannot serve mammon and serving God. You can't serve either. You yield to the one that you love the best, or you get the one that you really in tune with. Now, God, he's a God omnipotent. God, he's a God to listen. And he hears and he sees. He knows what's in you. He knows what you're going to, or how you're going to make it. Because the voice of God speaks. You'll know the audible voice of God, because God always speaks within you. That's a song. That little soft voice comes and talks to you. and let you know where you at.
Yes, it does.
And you be tuned. You don't miss God because you listen directly to God. You can't listen to people. We take it back to that same thing about people.
Mm-hmm.
People will get you in trouble.
That's right.
If you listen to God, you listen directly to the Spirit of God, and He'll speak through His audible voice or He'll speak through His word. He'll tell you something that you should obey Him, not obey the people. People don't know the will of God. Only God knows the will because His will, because you're in the middle of the will. That the will is in you, that God give you a will to make your decision. Your decision is in that will, how you want that will to come out. But God gave you that will, and it's almost like He said, now you choose this day who you're going to serve. Now, you can't serve the world and serve Him at the same time. We still take you by. The mind is where all the thought. If you get your mind focused, that way, if your mind's focused, that means you are not worrying about the world. You're not concerned about the world. The only thing you're concerned about the world is souls being saved, praying for this world. But for your life to get right with God, that means that you have to die in yourself.
Yes.
Give yourself to God. God cannot use a person that's alive. Person is always constantly moving all the time, never stop, and focus upon God. You got to die out. Listen to God uses dead people. He don't use living people. People that are dead, they can't do anything.
Yes,
but people alive, they go and do what they want to do. But see, when you're dead to your flesh, you're dead to the things of this world, what God can use because He put the fruit of the Spirit in. Put that love, joy, and peace, and long suffering, gentleness, all the meats of the
yes.
You put all in you. Your life changes all at once. You no longer of the world. You be just like Him. He's God.
Right.
He will take you, and He will take you and turn you upside down and shake all the junk out of you and turn you right back upside up.
Yes,
and He'll give you another fresh anointing.
Glory
to God. Fresh anointing.
Ooh, Jesus.
Fresh anointing.
Yes.
Anointing that nobody can give but God. If you
nobody
need a fresh anointing, that's what you got to get to that point to let God take and cleanse you, purify you. He put His power back in you.
Yes.
And when He put that power back in you, you'll build to the point that you'll know that something can transform in you because you're not the same anymore because God put a deeper cry in your spirit.
As I'm reading the word on Isaiah, we're going to have about 7 minutes left, but in Isaiah 40 and 31 say, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
They shall
mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Oh, my.
I mean, this topic has been so good today. I hope our audience that was listening got something out of the topic, Evangelist, today, because you have really explained and brought renewing of the mind where they can sit and listen. They can even go back and listen to it over and over, how God can renew their mind. They want to be renewed. They have to want their mind to be renewed. And before we leave the air, I want to thank my guest, Evangelist Brian, for coming on, sharing with Joy and Peace Outreach today. What a wonderful topic God has given me today, and that the man of God came on and shared with us today. And before we close out, Evangelist Brian, would you pray for the radio listeners today? And I'll give us one last scripture on Psalm 50. And verse 10, and it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And so would you close us out today, Evangelist Brian?
Yes.
And I am so happy and elated that you were able to come on Joy and Peace Outreach today, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. We appreciate, just thank God for you this morning, and hope everyone was blessed that tuned in to us today. So would you close us out today with a prayer? We would thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for what I used and heard, oh God. We thank you, Lord, if we said anything and offended anybody or hurt anybody, oh God, today. We ask you to forgive us, oh God. And Lord, we want to be a help to them, oh God. We ask the blessings of you that add no sorrow, but, oh God, bring joy and peace, oh God. Long suffering, gentleness, meekness, and the fruit of the Spirit of God, and let it be abundant on those listeners today. God will transform their minds, and Lord, renew their hearts, oh God. And let the Spirit of you, God, rest upon, oh God, you said, whose mind stayed upon you, keep in perfect peace, God. We just thank you for the peace of you, because we trust in thee, Lord. We just thank you right now as we get ready to go. We ask you, Lord, let the hand of you, God, watch over us, oh God, and the hand of you, God, to take us wherever we go, God, will watch over the angels and camp around us, oh God. And we just give you all the praise and honor right now. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you and thank God. Praise the Lord.
Well, we want to thank all our listeners today, and we ask you to tune in again next week to Joy and Peace Outreach, where we'll be talking about Watchmen. So just think about, as you read the Word this week, on Watchmen for your soul. And we're going to end our program today with Encourage Yourself, because we want every listener that tune into Joy and Peace to be able to encourage themselves, to be able to renew their mind today. Because God is such a good God. God is such an awesome God. And as you go through your daily tasks today, just ask God to keep renewing your mind. Take out some of the junk, the bad quality that's been placed in your mind by the attack of the enemy, and renew it with new positive things today in your mind. So today, we just want to say thank you again for tuning in to Joy and Peace Outreach, where our special guest today was Evangelist Richard Bryan, and we want to thank him today, and we want him to come back on again with us, because he has enlightened, he has helped each and every one of us today on Blog Talk, Joy and Peace Outreach. And until next week, be blessed. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would put my tentacles through this font and reach every one of you to let you know how much I love you and to continue on listening. Bye-bye and have a wonderful day. Thank you.